News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Already broken your New Year resolutions, even though we're still in the month of January. Well, to encourage us to keep going and be more sustainable in 2026, we're joined by Jo Linnan, climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So, people do tend to fall by the wayside, don't they?
They do. And actually, there's two great studies. Strava, which is a fitness app, they found that January 19th is when people drop off. So we've already passed that deadline. And then Forbes did a great study that showed that the average resolution lasts just under 4 months. So look, I think January is a terrible time to be trying to make any changes, but maybe if people are thinking February, March, maybe I'll try to implement some things. These are really easy wins if you want to be a little bit greener, a little bit more earth kind this year.
Okay, now talk to me about the easy wins. What can I do instantly?
Okay, well, it's coming up to 10 o'clock, which means another 22,000 coffee cups have gone into the bin in Ireland. Every single hour, 22,000 single-use coffee cups are being thrown away, which is absolutely staggering. They have that little plastic lining so they can't be recycled. So I would love my resolution to be to never have to mention coffee cups again, because I'm always on about it. But I would just really encourage everyone to get their reusable cup. Pat, you always have yours here. You're fantastic. Get your reusable cup, get your reusable water bottle. If that's the only thing you did this year, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, it's easy for me, though, because the machine is just a few metres away in the kitchen on this floor, so it's easy to... But if I was wandering around town, would I keep a keep cup in my bag or my wallet or my satchel or whatever?
Yeah, people are finding it hard. But look, there's a great initiative called a to-go cup that cafes can supply to you. You can borrow it and bring it back to any other cafe. You get 20 cent off because now this latte levy is coming in. So there's lots of reasons to think about.
Another painless one is using a Guppy Friend. Remind us, because you've talked about it before, remind us what it is.
Yes, I've talked about it before, Pat. And again, it's something you can invest in and then forget about. It's a small little container that goes into your washing machine, and basically what it does is it catches the hundreds of thousands of microplastic fibres that are shed from our clothes in every hot wash. It gathers them, you empty it every couple of months, but it just stops them from going into the waterways, and it's one of those things you never have to think about once it's in there.
Now this one might hurt some people. Delete your shopping apps.
Yes, so many people already have said to me this year, I want to stop buying so mindlessly, I want to save money, but I get so triggered by the email that comes in 10% off, the email that comes in on payday, the app notification that says, what about this great offer? The easiest thing to do is delete the shopping apps, unsubscribe from the shopping emails when they come in. You can go onto your social media and block apps or ads from certain sellers. Just do a clear out. If you don't have those triggers, I bet you'll find yourself less likely to actually make those purchases.
Cruelty-free personal care and beauty products.
I think people, we've talked about this as well, Pat, I think people will be really shocked to realise that most of the beauty products and personal care products that we're using from big companies are still tested on animals. And that's not because of EU legislation. There's kind of a loophole that if these brands want to sell into other markets, they have to allow those products to be tested on animals. So animal testing is still widespread. You can look for certifications, Leaping Bunny, PETA, on any of the products that you're using. That will certify that it's cruelty-free. And I would encourage everyone to do that. There's great brands out there.
Your energy provider could be 100% green or not.
Yes, and most people don't think about this because I think everyone's very price focused. But look, there are great offers out there. And one of the biggest things that you can do is just switch to a 100% renewable energy provider. That means all of your house, your electricity will be running off of it. It's a great thing to do. It encourages the green transition. And there's great deals to be gotten out there from 100%.
And of course, people who are in the mortgage business will get a green mortgage, which is cheaper.
Which is incredible. My friend just got one. She's just purchased a home and she's actually getting a green mortgage. Incredible value. So it's well worth looking into.
Now, the bigger changes, there are some of the fairly quick changes you can make, but the bigger changes?
Yes, there are bigger changes. The first one that I would really say that has a massive impact is your pension. Now, we know it has a massive impact. There was a really interesting study done a few years ago that showed that switching your pension to a green pension was more impactful than not flying, becoming a vegetarian, all these things that we think are very impactful. So whether that's true or not, we know our money really matters. And most people who are signed into a pension, whether it's through work or the new scheme or whatever it is, don't really know where that money is being invested. So I would encourage everyone to have a conversation and find out, is it being invested into things like fossil fuels, or can you make the switch? And I think people maybe are nervous and think, well, I don't want to take a risk. It's the exact same risk as any other pension. You go from 1 to 7, and it's a great thing to invest in.
Now, your final recommendation is one some people might find hard, but you're not totalitarian in this. This is to go plant-based, but not necessarily 24/7, 365.
Yes. And when I tell people that I'm not 100% vegan or vegetarian, they like are in shock. But I love a hamburger. I love the occasional steak. You don't have to be 100% vegan or vegetarian to make that change. Having one meal that's plant-based, having your breakfast, having your dinner, doing one day with the family, that is enough to actually make a really, really big impact on your environmental impact this year.
Very good. Joe Lennon, who's a climate journalist, sustainability expert and futurist. Joe, thank you very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.